Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm sorry that I left you, but we are back. We're back in the building. I got a show that's going to blow you away. We're going to be discussing celibacy. Now, I know we've been gone for a couple of weeks. I'm going to pay some bills real quick, and we're going to come back and jump right into the show. It's going to be important, a lot of important information and a lot of helpful information I'm going to give you guys. We're not going to attack celibacy the way you think we are. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I'm happy to be back. I got a lot I want to tell you. I got a lot to say. You dig? So we're going to be back fast. You can say Cat in the Hat. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show, the Kenny Talk Experience, only on Dollhouse Radio. We're going to keep it pumping. Dollhouse Radio, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Times every Wednesday night. We will let you know if anything comes up to where we might have to reschedule, because guess what? Things do happen. But guess what? We coming back. Let's rock it.
Real friends, how many of us? How many of us? How many jealous? Real friends, there's not many of us. We smile at each other, but how many honest trust issues? Switch up the number, I can't be bothered. I cannot blame you for having an angle. I ain't got no issues, I'm just doing my thing. Hope you're doing your thing too. I'm a deadbeat cousin, I hate family reunions. Fuck the church up by drinking at the communion. Spilling free wine, now my tux is ruined. In town for a day, what the fuck we doing? Who your real friends? We all came from the bottom. I'm always blaming you, but what's sad, you not the problem. Damn, I forgot to call him. Shit, I thought it was Thursday. Why you wait a week to call my phone in the first place? When was the last time I remembered a birthday? When was the last time I wasn't in a hurry?
Tell me you want the tickets when it's game time. Even to call your daughter on the FaceTime. Even when we was young, I used to make time. Now we be way too busy just to make time. Even for my
real friends, I guess I get what I deserve, don't I?
Word on the streets that they ain't heard from them.
I guess I get what I deserve, don't I? Talk down on my name, throw dirt on them. I couldn't tell you how old your daughter was. Couldn't tell you how old your son is. I got my own junior on the way, dog. Plus, I already got one kid.
Couldn't tell you much about the fam, dog. I just showed up for the games, dog.
Maybe 15 minutes, took some pictures with your sister. Merry Christmas, then I'm finished. Then it's back to business. You wanna ask some questions about some real shit? Like I ain't got enough pressure to deal with. Please don't pressure me with that bill shit.
Cause everybody got them that ain't children. Oh, you been nothing but a friend to me.
Niggas thinking I'm crazy, you defending me. It's funny, I ain't fucked the niggas in centuries. To be honest, dog, I ain't feeling your energy.
Money turn your kin into an enemy. Niggas ain't villains, they pretend to be. Looking for
real friends.
Real friends.
How many of us? How many of us are real friends? To real friends, to the real end, to the reals, to the wheels don't spin.
Yeah, yeah.
To 3 a.m., calling. How many
real friends?
Just to ask you a question, just to see how you was feeling. How many? For the last, you was frontin'. I hate when a nigga text you like, what's up, man? Hope you good. You say, I'm good, I'm great. The next text, they ask you for something. How many?
What's best for your family, immediate or extended? Any argument, the media extended.
I had a cousin that stole my laptop that I was fucking bitches on. Pay that nigga $250,000 just to get it from him. Real friends. Huh? Real friends.
I guess I get what I deserve, don't I?
Word on the streets that they ain't heard from them.
I guess I get what I deserve, don't I? Talk down on my name, throw dirt on them.
Yes. Dollhouse Radio Zone, it's the real relationship talk show. I am Kenny Talk. Hey, I want to apologize for being out so long. I want to let everybody know what happened. I know y'all probably want to know, but, you know, I'll tell y'all. I can tell y'all, y'all my peeps. I had to undergo a little bit of oral surgery, a couple of wisdom teeth. Sorry about that. A couple of wisdom teeth, man. And, hey, man, at my age, it had me up under. I was under heavy medication, so I couldn't be on the Real Relationship Talk Show slurring my words or whatever, right? But I see y'all listening to the old shows, what have you, and y'all were checking those out while we was out, but guess what? We back, and it's time for me to jump right in. Now, normally, we jump on the Relationship Truth of the Week. We ain't finna stray from that. I'm finna jump right into it. All right. The Relationship Truth of the Week is a little bit of a post that I put out there on Facebook, and this is something, of course, that I do in order to stimulate your mind, you know what I'm saying? My goal, I only want you to think a little bit, look at things from a different perspective. Yeah. Okay, and the Relationship Truth is a post that I put out. This was earlier last week, I think. It says, the Relationship Truth goes as follows, and I want y'all to speak on it. We on Facebook, Kenny Talk Experience, Kenneth DeMoss. We on Twitter, at Kenny Talk EXP. We on Instagram, Kenny Talk underscore. Okay, let's go. The person God sends you might not want to be with you if you are not willing to do the things that they like and expect you to do for them. One more time. The person God sends for you might not want to be with you if you're not willing to do the things they like and expect you to do for them. I'm going to let that marinate for just a second. Y'all jump on in my inbox if you want to, like you always do. I want to see you. I want you to speak on what are your thoughts of the Relationship Truth. Yeah. I see they typing. They thinking. A lot of people agree with this one. But I want to tell y'all a little the reason why I chose this one. Because as it pertains to celibacy, majority of the people that I run into and talk to about celibacy and about dating, about the choice they make when it comes to celibacy, it's because they're trying to, at the end of the day, just trying to find the right person. And there's nothing wrong with that. At the end of the day, the only thing they want, is a person to love them the way they love that person. So they say to themselves, after all this time of, you know, dating, going through the bull crap, ups and downs of, you know, relationships, getting into relationships, long term or short, that in a devastating manner, or they might walk away from it. However you choose, they decide, you know what, I'm done. I'm going to lock it down. I'm going to put up the cookie. You can't have it. I'm not even going to have sex with anyone. I'm going to practice celibacy. You know, guys do it as well. But this stems from the frustration of trying to find that right one. And one of the people's favorite things to say is that, look, I hear ladies say this all the time, God is going to send the right person for me. I'm not saying I don't believe that. I mean, I do feel like people are sent to us. People cross our path for a reason, right? So I totally agree with that. I just want everybody to understand that according to the post, what the post is saying is that the person that comes to you, or however you want to believe it, that is sent to you, I want y'all to feel me, they are still a person. Would you agree? They are a human. They are a person. This person have likes and dislikes. Now, the person that's willing to love you the way you want to be loved, that's willing to do things for you the way you want them did, these people, they have expectations as well. They actually have certain behaviors as well. They have needs. They have likes, dislikes. They got things that they do. They got things that they don't do, right? They got all of that. Wouldn't y'all agree? Facebook agrees. Twitter agrees. I see you. So what if the person that's willing to step out there for you has a couple of likes, dislikes, they have a few things that they do or don't do that really don't sit well with you. It really don't sit well with you. However, they're willing to do exactly what you need, what you want them to do. They're willing to be with you. You know, they're willing to love you the way you want to be loved. You will miss out on them if you're not willing to meet them on their expectations. Because you can find a person that's willing to do those things for you that is sent to you. You know, if they feel like they're not being fulfilled, they're going to want to walk away from you. And at that particular time, if they decide to walk away from you, you can't keep chalking it up or filing it under the file, in the file cabinet under, okay, they just wasn't for me. You know, maybe what if they were? You have to be willing to flex. You have to be willing to deal with certain things. You have to be willing to put up with certain things. Because guess what? That person is going to be doing the exact same thing and dealing with you. It's a balance. So, the reason why I chose that is because I wanted to break that down for you, so we're on the same page. People walking away from people, or people breaking up with people, or people not really being on the same page with people, this drives a large percentage of people to celibacy. Is it anything wrong with celibacy? Absolutely not. I support celibacy if that's what you want. I'm about women empowerment. I love that. This show is about empowering women. So let's talk. So that's pretty much the reason why I chose that as a relationship. I need y'all to understand that. If you're driven into celibacy or a lifestyle, a celibate lifestyle, because you're not willing to flex, you're not willing to give, you're not willing to make yourself uncomfortable, to keep that person that's for you in your life, then you have to say to yourself, am I being celibate for no reason at all? That's it. That's for the most part. So let's spill it on over into celibacy. I want to thank everybody for joining and for being patient with me over the last couple of weeks. Those that are just joining us right now, we're speaking about celibacy. We just spoke about the relationship truth and kind of tied it into celibacy. A lot of people are practicing celibacy right now. Now, whether they're doing it the accurate way, we're going to find out. We're about to find out on the Real Relationship Talk Show on Dollhouse Radio Only, the Kenny Talk Experience. So today is Wednesday, hump day, our day. We're sliding over hump day, headed towards the weekend. By the way, I need everybody to know, Kenny Talk has been invited to speak at a women empowerment seminar. If you're in the area, Birmingham, Alabama, you got to make sure you go and check it out. Before I end today, I'm going to have the information before we end today. Y'all got to remind me. Somebody hit me up and remind me to give out the address. or what have you. All right, check it out. I had the chance to go in and actually look up the definition of celibacy. And did you know that the number one definition of celibacy is a condition of being unmarried, especially for religious reasons. Okay? The number one definition that is you being in a single state, an unmarried state. So it's almost as if, and it also ties religion to it. All the definitions pretty much try to tie religion to it. Because then it says, especially for religious reasons. Then we got abstinence from sexual relations. Then we got that one. So what do y'all think? We got, now let me know if, as a matter of fact, I'm going to go to the urban definition. It says, having no sex whatsoever, usually as a part of a religious vow, even though not many religions practice it. Often confused with chastity, celibacy is an abstinence from sex that is correctly performed on a permanent basis. The difference between celibacy and chastity. Chastity means no sex while you are single. Celibacy means no sex while you are breathing. That means the true love, let's see, white kids are in for a nasty shock after they're married, then die. Oh, that's just a little something they got there. Okay, well, look, so that's the difference. So chastity is about, so I wanted to make sure we define that as well. Chastity means no sex while you're single. Celibacy means no sex at all. So, right there, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of you out there that think you're practicing celibacy, you're actually practicing chastity. Wow. Isn't that something? Because it's not that you're going to just not ever have sex. You're not having sex while you're single, you know, because you're trying to find that right one. So there's a big difference right there I want everybody to take note to. We got to take note to it. We must take note to it because it's real. You need? It's a real relationship talk show, and I want to break that down real quick. So you guys are practicing chastity. I know I named the show Celibacy, because if I would have said chastity, y'all would have been like, well, what is he talking about? I wanted you to know clearly what I was speaking about. So we're refraining from sex while we're single. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. I'm so happy that a lot of women vow to do this. I am, really. I know a lot of guys looking at me looking like, what the hell are you talking about? That's crazy. Why would a woman want to do that or whatever? Why would a woman do a guy like that? All right. However you want to look at it. But let's speak on it, celibacy real quick. Celibacy, I'm going to say celibacy, but we know through the definition it's actually chastity. When we make the decision to not have sex with anyone until we get married or until we get into a committed relationship, I need y'all to understand that there's going to be a lot going against you when you try to do that. You know, I hear a lot of people hit me up on Facebook. They say, Ken, the struggle is real, cousin. I'm trying. You know, I got certain women that have been going on for a couple of years or even more because they're still single and they're not having sex with anyone. Right? I got a couple of women that have actually started off, went about 6 months and couldn't do it. They said, I can't do it. And they gave in to their, you know, their physical desires. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that either. It's totally up to you. You know, It's all about what you want to do with your life. When we talk about celibacy, it's all about what you want to do with your life. But I want you to understand. I need you guys to understand this. You're looked at in a certain way when you tell someone or when you're speaking to them and you use that C word, celibacy. Let's talk about how it looks from the outside looking in. Now, majority of the women that I run into that say that they are practicing celibacy, that hit me up and say they're practicing celibacy, and they give me their reasons, they're not young women. Well, they're young, but, you know, I mean, they're over the age of 30. For the most part, a large average is over the age of 30. And I'm going to tell you, ladies, how you're looked at and why guys give you a hard time. This is not saying this is right, but it is what it is. The Real Relationship Talk Show is going to tell you exactly what's going on. And I'm going to read a couple of tips from online to help you deal with the lifestyle of being celibate. Okay. On the outside looking in, this is how guys look at you. Now, some of the guys might know you from school, might know you from the community, might know you from the city, might know you from the job, the workplace, or whatever. And they knew you prior to you taking this stand. So a lot of it is unbelievable, keeping it real. Unbelievable. The average guy that walks up to you while you're out and about, ask you for your name, engage you in a conversation, they turn around and you turn around and say, "Well, I just want to let you know up front, I'm celibate. I'm practicing celibacy." Right at that point, they look at you like bull crap. You are a grown woman with need. You're talking. The only thing I need to do is get in the door. If I can get in the door, if I can get around you, if I can get you comfortable around me, then you will give in to that urge. So that's what I'm going to do. So, staying at the beginning. The way guys look from the outside looking in, why they give you a hard time is because, guess what? They feel like you are going to give in. The only thing they got to do is get in the door. So they feel like what you're saying, I mean, is not real. And that's sad. Because we're going to walk in and try to throw you off right there. Guys, we are, you know what? That's on us. When you see a woman, because, you know, I'm just not going to give you guys talk. I'm going to give you solutions. Fellas, when you see a woman or you meet a woman that says she's practicing celibacy, if you're not with it, then you really need to keep it moving. Because it's already a known fact that she's an adult woman, and you know she has sexual desires. When a woman says that she's practicing celibacy, she's not saying she doesn't get the urge. She's not saying she's not sexually turned on, gets sexually turned on. She's not saying that she may not be even attracted to you. She might be. But you want to get out of her way. You know why? Because it's the right thing to do, man. That's a big step for somebody to say they want to take, being celibate. So why don't we support our sisters? That's from Kenny Talk. That's number one. So ladies, get back to the ladies. Ladies, and I'm going to talk about the guys as well as far as celibacy. But ladies, from the outside looking in, we don't believe you. Here's the second thing. Here's the reasons behind that. It's because a lot of guys probably see or know your track record. They know the level of guys that you were involved with prior to them walking up on you, right? Or them, you know, trying to get with you. And what really is like a kick to the chest is that when a guy see or think about the type of guys or the level of guys that you've been dealing with. It's and look at themselves, and they're like, wait a minute. Wow, you would date and give this guy sex last year. You were like running up behind this guy, or you were, you know, sleeping with this guy, sleeping with this guy. But then now, when someone that like myself walk up, you tell me, no, I'm now practicing celibacy. It's unbelievable, and it's also kind of insulting. A guy might see it as being insulting. Think about it. Think about it, ladies. How would you feel? How do you feel when you date a guy for a while? You know, you treat him good, you cook for him, you do all those things that you know a man would want, right? But he never takes that step to say, hey, let's get engaged or let's get married, right? So what he does is, you know, after a while, you guys break up and you go on about your way, he go about his way. You run into him a year later or possibly less or even a little bit longer, and you run into this guy and he's out with a chick. And you see him, you say, well, hey, how you doing? How things been going? Hey, everything is going great. Hey, let me introduce you to my fiance. Hey, let me introduce you to my wife. And you look at her and say, wow, are you serious? She's a young lady that looked like, let's say she just looked like one of those little young ladies that are promiscuous, that are fast, that's fresh out the club, that dress this way or dress that way, you know, and you'll be looking like, wait a minute, I can't believe this. I can't believe you decided to wife her over me. Ladies, guys, look at it the same way. I can't believe you dated, kicked it with, slept with, ran up behind. You know, you did so many things for people that I feel are beneath me. But now that I'm here, you tell me no. That's how they look at it. I'm keeping it real. Is it right? Is it wrong? No. It is what it is. That's what it is. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. So when you talk about celibacy, from the way it looks on the outside looking in, that's the reason why guys are going to give you a hard time. Let me go to Facebook real quick. I got a young lady hitting me in the inbox. She told me, she said, look at this. I'm going to read what you, I know some of you guys have said some of the same stuff, so, or you just pretty much agreed with me. And I appreciate that, but I'm gonna just kind of go to some of the interesting posts that some of our listeners want to share, because they want to be heard, right? All right, this is interesting. She says, Kenneth, despite how a guy looks at me for wanting to be celibate is irrelevant. I'm going to stay focused. I'm going to stay on the path. I realize that it's going to be difficult. I just feel as though guys need to keep it moving, just like you said. Okay, she says that the way a guy look at it is irrelevant. And and the reason why I chose that one, thank you for writing that in, my Facebook friend. I'm going to tell you why it may not be irrelevant. Because if you are in the hunt, or you are on the lookout or looking for a man, then how men think is not irrelevant. Because the right guy for you, ladies, the right man for you, he may be a guy that likes to have sex. Now, you're a person that likes to have sex, but you're refraining from it. You're practicing chastity. That's what you're doing, not celibacy. Because of the fact that this guy is not your man, this guy is not has not committed to you and only you, this guy has not, you know, proposed to you. So you're not with it. But the guy that's for you might be a guy that like to have sex. Now, I don't normally quote anything from, well, I don't want to quote anything from, well, no, I'll do it. It's all good. Tyrese. I know you guys probably heard something that he put on social media. Tyrese made the statement, there's no way he's going to date or marry bad sex. He said that when it comes to sex, he does want to know what's up. He don't want to put in a whole lot of time. He doesn't want to put in a whole lot of focus, energy, money, you know. He don't want to put all that in for a long period of time just to turn around when it's time for him to have sex with you for it not to be what he expected. And the sad part about it is, ladies, when you say you're practicing celibacy, then you're running the risk of that happening. Because if you're going to not have sex with anyone, I need you to understand, if you're going to date and not have sex with anyone, dating, communicating, relating, having fun, going out, having drinks, you know, intimate conversations, learning things about each other, you develop a strong attachment to a person. So you can grow a strong attachment to a person without having sex with them. You know, you can do that. But what happens if the sex is not all what it wrapped up to be? What happens then? You find yourself, you know what? I'm glad I got a young lady that chimed in. Let me go to Twitter. She says, and remember, Twitter is Kenny Talk EXP. Kenny Talk EXP, at Kenny Talk EXP. She says, that's where communication comes in, Kenny. Taking the time out to get to know each other's bodies. All right. And I love the fact that people feel this way, because my response is always, you can teach a person how to love you, teach a person how to please you, right? But I need you to understand that if you teach me how to please you, ladies, if you teach me how to please you, because I can't do it on my own just by me naturally touching you, me having sex with you from my comfort zone, or the things that I do to a woman, or the things that I, you know, my the positions and the places I like to have sex, the spontaneousness and things. If that's not enough to please you to where you have to say, well, Ken, no, do it this way, do it that way. I like it this way, and that way. I can learn that, but if it's outside of my comfort zone, how fast do you think I'll be reverting back to that, my comfort zone? And remember, my comfort zone is not that pleasing to you, you know? So you can teach a person, I totally agree. But if you teach me something new, if you show me something new, if you have me do new things, if those new things are not in my comfort zone, it's going to be very easy to slip right back into the something old that you didn't appreciate from the first place. All right? So I wanted to bust y'all with that one. Just drop it on you. It is what it is. When we come back, it's about time for us to me to pay some bills on Dollhouse Radio. And when we come back, we're going to go into the Keeping It Real letter. Now, the Keeping It Real letter is pretty interesting because it revolves around celibacy. KennyTalk69@gmail.com is where you can send any of your Keep It Real letters. And the Keep It Real section is what I do for people that, guess what, want me to keep it real with their situation. I pull them out. Dollhouse Radio on the Kenny Talk Experience. Now, we're going to be back faster than you can say Cat in the Hat, just to pay a few bills.
They ready.
Yes. It's the Kenny Talk Experience. We're discussing celibacy.
I'm feeling my...
or chastity.
I'm feeling myself.
Which one is it?
I'm feeling myself.
And I played this song for a reason, because we're going to touch on it.
I want some hood girls looking back at it and a good girl in my tax bracket. Got a black card and less sex habit. These Chanel bags is a bad habit. I do balls, Dale Mavericks. My Maybach, Black Mavic. Just never left, but I'm back at it. And I'm feeling myself, Jack Rabbit. Feeling myself, back off. Cause I'm feeling myself, Jack off. Can he think about me when he wax off? Wax on? National anthem, hats off. Then I curve that bitch like a bad horse. Let me get a number two with some Mac sauce. Or on the run tour with my mask off.
I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling my, feeling myself, I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling my, feeling my, feeling myself, I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling my, feeling myself, I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling my.
Change the game when that digital drops. Know where you was when that digital popped. I shot the world, male or female, it make no difference. I shot the world.
World stop.
Carry on.
Kitsy on fleek, pretty on fleek, pretty gang always keep them on geek. Biting through Texas, feed him for his breakfast. Every time I whip it, I be talking so reckless. He said, damn, Nicki is tight. I said, yeah, Nicki, you right. He said, damn, babe, you so little, but you be really taking that. I said, yes, daddy, I do. Give me like NYU. I said, teach me, Nicki, teach me. All this learning here is by you.
I'm whipping that work, he digging that work. I got it. 36 of that real, hanky full of that bounce, baby. Come get you some of that bounce, baby.
I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling my, I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling my, feeling my, feeling myself, I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling my, feeling myself, I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling my.
Cooking up the bass, looking like a kilo. He just wanna spice, digging up my ego.
Ain't got punchlines or flow. I have both in an empire also. Keep getting gifts from Santa Claus at the North Pole. Today I'm icy, but I'm praying for some more snow. Let that know.
He in love with that
cook.
Why? Don't ever be learning. You just never get what I be earning. I'm still getting plaques for my records. That's urban. Ain't gotta rely on top 40. I am a rap legend. Just go ask the kings of rap. Who is the queen and things of that nature? Look at my finger. That is a glacier. Hits like a laser.
Yes, yes. Those that are just joining us, we're speaking on celibacy. We're going to pay some more bills real quick. Dollhouse Radio. That's what we do, right? We'll be back with the Keeping It Real letter, so get ready to keep it real.
Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists. We have the hottest shows hosted by the sexiest hosts and spinning the best in indie music. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting us on the web at www.dollhouseradio.com. It's a new year, and Dollhouse Radio is looking for new talent to become spotlight artists. Spotlight artists receive an exclusive interview, 2 months of rotation on Dollhouse Radio, and a feature in the Indie Artist Room on the Dollhouse Radio website. Send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. Be sure to include your music in MP3 format, a bio or one sheet, and a photo. Only the best of the best will be selected. You can also check out our affordable promo packages available on dollhouseradio.com and get guaranteed rotation by clicking on Promo Store. Be sure to follow Dollhouse Radio on Twitter at @dollhouse_radio. And don't miss all the tea our Hot Sugar Instagram page is serving up on the daily. Follow Hot Sugar on Instagram at @IG_HotSugar. And now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
It's about that time for the Keeping It Real letter, everybody. Let me get my papers together. I got my papers. Nah, they emailed it to me. All the way. Louisville, Kentucky. What's happening? Okay, let me read what Louisville had to say, right? Louisville says that she is a single woman that is practicing celibacy. So you know I had to get this one. That's what she said. She says, I got to tell you, Kenny Talk, the struggle is real. I find myself meeting people that are okay with dating me. We go out, we have a good time. Things seem to be going well. But the pressure to have sex is always still in the air. Not just with me, because I deal with my demons, but I'm able to keep them under control. But it really gets difficult when the guy starts to apply pressure. I have left many dates standing on my doorstep with just a kiss on the cheek. Jumped in a cold shower. Got in the bed, even if that didn't work. And I would end up masturbating and going to sleep. Being without sexual contact of a man is driving me crazy. But I don't want to continue giving myself to people that don't understand. I don't want to continue to give myself to people that don't want to build, that don't want to have a connection with me. I really need you to keep it real with my situation because I am falling weak. Alright. Wow. So y'all see what I mean? Those that are just joining, I just read the Keeping It Real letter. Let's thank Louisville, Kentucky for sharing. But I'm going to go right in. I got to keep it real. Now, I'm not going to give you any advice or anything, but I'm just going to tell you the real. For starters, Louisville, the definition of celibacy is refraining from sex, period. The definition of chastity, which is what you're trying to practice, is refraining from sex while you're single. So you want to have sex. Obviously, and from the letter, you have the urge. The biggest problem that I heard you say is that you are, you get guys that seem to be okay with it. But like I said from the beginning, those that are listening, those that heard it, I'm going to say it again. If you are a very attractive young lady and a guy approaches you, strikes up a conversation, asks for your number, if you tell him right at that point, well, I just want to let you know I am celibate, he's going to think you're full of crap. He's going to think you're full of crap, and he's going to also be prepared to make you feel that that's okay with him. That's what's going to happen. He's going to play the role because he feels that if he gets in the door, sexual contact, sexual energy being in the air, you're going to give in. You're going to break. You say you leave him on the step. You jump in the cold shower. Great. All right. One thing you got to do being is that difficult. You got to stop going on dates. Because if you are dating, you're opening yourself up for this, to be deceived, for people to play the role. You say that you're dating. Why are you dating? We know that a lot of women or a lot of us practice celibacy because we're coming off of the dating scene of being sexually promiscuous at a high rate. We feel like we want to slow it down. Louisville, you cannot, I repeat, you cannot leave sexual promiscuity to a level of celibacy, yet still go back down in the playground of sexual promiscuity to find someone to go out with. Does that make sense? I know it sounds crazy because you're trying to find someone, but this thing is very difficult for you. So you have to change the setting. You got to change the stage. You can't keep going in the promiscuous playground looking for someone or looking to date someone that's going to understand you do not want to have sex. The dating scene is filled with guys that are looking to bag fine, bad chicks, to have sex with as many bad chicks as they can. Out of all those bad chicks that they're having sex with, the one that they feel the most or the one that they gravitate towards the most, they may think of gravitating or moving, I would say, graduating the relationship towards something serious. That's how it's determined. If you're going to cut off the sex, you got to stop dating. You can't keep going in there. Now, that's just the real. Whether you do that or not, it's totally up to you. Say you jump in a cold shower. All right, good defense mechanism, good. But you're saying that that doesn't work, so you masturbate. I must tell you at this particular point, Louisville, you are not celibate. If you are masturbating, that is sexual contact. If you are masturbating, you have to assume, you have to assume that you are climaxing. You're giving yourself an orgasm. Sweetheart, you're having sex. You're just doing it with yourself. Okay? I'm just keeping it real. You may not be having sex with anyone else, but you're doing it. You're doing it to yourself. You might as well have sex. Well, I take that back. You can just masturbate and not do that, you know, and you can continue the road that you're on. Is masturbating, is it fulfilling to you? Is that going to work? Obviously not, because you said, Kenny, the struggle is real. You're falling weak. All right, everybody. That's the Keeping It Real letter. If you want to chime in on the Keeping It Real letter, let me know. But, Louisville, your information brought me to, I mean, it's a good segue. It's a segue into to where I'm going to go when it comes to having sex. Still trying to date. You know, you're still out there, out and about. The segue that I want to jump into is, guess what? There are some steps to that I found online that they say can really help ease the struggle of the celibate life. And I want to read this to you guys today, just so you can have it for your records. Whether you want to partake in it, whether you want to deal with it, however you want to deal with it, it's totally up to you. You know? So let me jump in real quick. I got it right here. So these are, according to this, struggles of celibate. Here we go. 5 tips for celibate living. Now, we remember we said what celibacy is. Now, celibacy is just refraining just totally, so you shouldn't be dating. But if you are going to practice chastity, you're out there trying to date. You can't do that on the promiscuous playground where everybody's having sex. Everybody's out to have sex. You're not going to go on that scene. It's highly unlikely to go on that scene and find someone that's okay with you not having sex with them. Okay? Before I read these, I want you to know as well, but this kind of ties in, and you know, this is Louisville, because Louisville, if you're listening, I want you to know. I need you to know this. I need you to know. People are going to play with you, your feelings. People are going to play around with you and play your game up front. That's what they're going to do. If you are going to be trying to have sex, trying not to have sex, yet still date, you're going to keep running into this stuff unless you date from a different pool. Now, where is that pool? I don't know, because I cannot say the church. I can't say the library. I can't say the grocery store, you know. I can't say other religious events and outings, pilgrimages and whatever. Because at the end of the day, there are so many people that are involved in these ponds that are out to have sex. And that's just what it is. Let me jump right in. All right, one of the first things it says is we got 5 tips. It says guard your gates. Now, the gates that they're speaking about are your ears, your eyes, and your mouth. And when you talk about your ears, now, what makes it so hard to be celibate or practice chastity while you're searching for love is sex is everywhere. ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I was just scrolling down my timeline on Facebook just now. I'm not even lying. And somebody, one of the Facebook friends, they posted a video or a partial video of a guy having oral sex with a woman. I mean, he's giving her fellatio in the 69 position. And I mean, he is going to town. Now, for a young woman that's trying to practice chastity or trying to be celibate, if you go to Facebook, you see so much sexual content. If you turn on the TV, turn on BET, so much sexual content. You know, turn on the radio, so much sexual content. Go to the bars, sexual content, sexual stuff in front of you. Go to the job. If you're a nice looking woman, I know the guys at the job are coming on to you. Hey, hey, whatever, whatever. You know, there's so much working against you. So you got to guide your ears first and foremost. And your ears is going to be the music that you listen to, right? You want to change your whole soundtrack. You can't keep listening to Chris Brown sex you back to sleep. You know, because that music is made with the intent to drive sexual desire. You can't listen to the radio station while you're riding to work in the morning. You got to listen to a different one. All right. Your eyes, we already talked about that, the club scene, the dating scene, you know, men's magazines, porn, whatever y'all ladies look at, you know, you got to get away from that. You got to guard your eyes and what you see. You see, your mouth, you got to make sure, it says here, you don't want to unintentionally find yourself in a situation that will make celibacy more challenging. Okay. Put an eye on your lip. I'm sorry, yeah, on your lip and watch your mouth. Sexting should be flat out of the question. Be out of the question. Even flirting should make you cautious. So a lot of times ladies are practicing celibacy, but you still flirt with your eyes. You know? You still say little slick things to guys. You know, but you run back into your celibacy corner. No, I didn't mean, you know. You see, you got to watch what you say. You got to watch what you say to even when you're out with your girlfriends. Your girlfriends may be speaking on something sexual. So that's going to be real important. So that's going to be the first thing. Guard your gates is what it says. Second thing it says is pray. My goodness. You got to pray is what it says, because it's not going to be easy. What you're trying to do is not going to be easy, everybody. I need y'all to understand that. It's going to be difficult. Let me jump down, because we're going to wrap things up now. So we got pray. We got read. Pick up a book. How many of you are actively reading a book right now that claim you want to be celibate? You got to read, you know. Well, I mean, if not the Bible, read something that mentally stimulates you. Read something that can help you, you know, career develop you better, you know. Read something from that perspective. And I mean, dive into it. As soon as you finish it, pick up, have one on deck ready to read another one. You know, somebody that inspires you, that motivates you. Buy their book. Read it. You know, be reading 3 or 4 books all at once. Consume yourself with your development and your personal growth and your spiritual growth. Meditate. I want to add that in there. Give yourself 20 minutes a day to meditate, to control your crazy thoughts. And it says invest in a partner, an accountability partner. You know, it can't be your girlfriend that's out there still that's in a relationship and having sex, or it can't be a girlfriend that's promiscuous, or it can't be your girlfriend that's married and that's in a relationship. it's going to be really hard because you're going to see them and their mate doing what they do. So that's another thing. Last but not least, it says go to sleep. Toss and turn, go to sleep. This is not going to be easy if you want to practice chastity, if that's what you want to do. I want to take the time out today to touch on that, everybody. I appreciate you listening. Wow. I had so much fun. I see a lot of people didn't respond to the question I put on Facebook. The question I put out there was, how has it improved your life? How has practicing celibacy improved your life? No one responded. I got a few likes on it, but why is that, y'all? Why y'all not responding? Is it not improving your life, or is it making it more difficult? You got all that sexual frustration pent up, right? But it is what it is. I'm here to empower you, so I wanted to give you guys a few solutions. Like I told Louisville, you got to stay off that dating scene. Or if you do want to date, you got to respect the fact that, because see, I don't know how old Louisville is. She didn't say how old she was. You got to respect the fact that some people are not going to respect what you're doing. They just not going to respect what you're doing because it's foreign. You know, you 25 years old, you're a grown woman. What you mean you're not going to have sex? Well, I know you're not a virgin. You know, I know you've had sex before, so what would make you not want to have sex with me? That kind of stuff. So, this is a platform. Remember, every Wednesday, 7:30 Central Standard Time on Dollhouse Radio. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. Now every day, every show, we do what is called the final thought. It's a little bit of spoken word that we put together that kind of talks about the show. I have so much fun. And the final thought goes as follows. It says, well, give me a second. We having a little laptop problems. I'm going to read this to y'all. I want y'all to feel me. Well, cool thing about it is that we can go to a different device. I want y'all to get ready, because this rhymes. I have so much fun doing this. All right. The final thought goes as follows. The practice of celibacy is done by many, and there are many different reasons people pursue it. When you tell someone that's interested in you that this is your focus, there are a couple of different ways that they react to it. Now, the choice is considered normally after painful breakups or divorce. The death of a lover or the frustration of being sexually used, becoming tired of giving your body to people that don't respect sex as an emotional connection, and not getting in return, and continuing to lose. Now, when she set out on the path, for whatever reason she choose, she has to deal with the urge to break the vows and go astray. She has to deal with guys that will play the role of supportive man in her life only to take advantage of her desires and go on their way. Now, sometimes celibacy is used to weed out the unwanted options, guys that approach with sexual intentions without commitment. But it takes your search for love that much more of a headache. It makes your search for love that much more of a headache. And it's going to take more than refraining from sex to fix it. So, ladies, it's the real deal. It's a real relationship talk show. It's about time for me to fly up out of here, y'all. I'm going to be back next week, and we're going to continue to just make it, to just drop it on your head. Thanks for joining. I had a blast. Salute. Like I like to say, to all the ladies.